Next, we go to London, where the World's Clark Boyd is following the international attempt to assist Pakistan.
British officials are going out of their way to prove that Britain is pulling more than its fair share of the load when it comes to the aid effort in Pakistan. Here's Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg.
We are actually doing a lot. I mean, about close to a quarter of all the aid already devoted to Pakistan has come from this country.
And it's getting to the people who need it, according to Britain's Secretary of State for Development, Andrew Mitchell.
In terms of getting clean water and some vital sanitation and so forth, that is getting through. So aid, when it is brought into the affected areas, is having an impact. What we need is more people to get that aid through, more aid and support and material, and more money to fund it. That's what's required today.
Private aid groups couldn't agree more. David Bull is the executive director of UNICEF UK. He says the current shortfall in UNICEF's funding is about $35 million, and that shortfall comes at the worst possible time for Pakistanis.
There are more people affected by this emergency than the tsunami in 2004, the Haiti earthquake, and the earthquake in 2005 in Pakistan, all added together. This is of massive proportions. We've already seen deaths from flooding. The rain is still coming. The situation is still getting worse. And now we're in a race against time to prevent a second wave of deaths, particularly affecting children, from waterborne diseases.
Many aid organizations are expressing disappointment over the lack of public support for helping Pakistanis. Imtiaz Kadir is with the Active Change Foundation. He thinks the problem is that Pakistan is thought of as a breeding ground for terrorists.
People who would normally be very, very, you know, affected, you know, immensely, that, you know, we must do something here, are not doing that because they relate that country with terrorism now.
And it's not just terrorism. Kadir says that potential donors are reluctant to give to a country they fear is terminally corrupt.
Everybody's there just to fill their pockets, and any sort of aid that they ask for will go into their pocket. So the mistrust amongst people, not just the Pakistani community now, but amongst the British and the American and every community.
Some are worried that this lack of response in the West spells danger inside Pakistan. Today, Foreign Minister Qureshi warned that extremists will exploit the situation if more aid is not delivered soon to Pakistanis.
If we do not get the attention, if we do not get the help, I am worried. When people are suffering, they do not differentiate from where help is coming. If a person is hungry, if a person is thirsty and you provide water, he would not ask you whether you are a moderate or an extremist. He will grab that water from you and save himself and his children who are starving.
Militant groups may already be taking advantage of the slow pace of assistance. Imtiaz Kadir from the Active Change Foundation has been hearing from his sources in Pakistan. He says he's heard that the only ones out feeding people after the initial rains in some parts of the country were radical groups. For The World, this is Clark Boyd in London.